Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. So thrilled that you're here, and know that your time is very valuable. So the fact that you're sharing it with us today is very important, and I really honor you for that. Before we dive into our show today, I would like to remind you that I am hosting the one-time-only four-part teleseries. That means you get to listen in from anywhere in the world to the Heal Your Money Story, Free Your Soul course that I'm hosting beginning May 17th. And that is for all of you that have ever found yourself saying that you can't do something because you don't have the money, or avoiding doing something because you do have the money and you're afraid of judgment. We all have a money story, and most of us don't have a healthy money story or have our money story where we would like it to be. So my goal is to support you in beginning to really say yes to life and yes to living in your fullest potential by offering you this one-time-only training with me to really support you in energetically shifting any conscious or unconscious stories that are keeping you stuck where you don't want to be. So make sure you visit www.souljourneys.ca to learn more about that. And there's still time to register. There's a few spots left, so definitely encourage you to do that very, very soon. But in the meantime, I would like to introduce you to a very special guest that we have on today, Catherine C.H.E. She is the CEO and founder of two complementary companies. The first one is the International Association of Law of Attraction Professionals, so IALOAP.com, and Life Blossoming Systems, which you can find at Catherine with a K, C-H-E.com. She has been called a miracle worker for the speed and the power of transformation that she brings together for her clients, and she's very passionate about helping you bloom into your fullest potential and your heart's desire as well. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Catherine to the show. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. It's great to be here, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here. I feel like we just spoke the other day.
I do.
I think we did.
Yes, we did.
So I love that term, miracle worker, and when you hear that from folks, what does that mean for you?
Well, it's so lovely, and I receive it with such appreciation for the beautiful, gift that they're giving me of that kind of high praise. And it also has gotten me thinking about what miracles are and how powerful we truly are to create the miracles in our own lives. So I really believe that we are shifting into a time when we understand our own power and can create miracles in our everyday life and create kind of what I call a new normal, where we excitedly, enthusiastically just expect and know that our life each day is going to be filled with what we have been calling miracles, which is kind of the sparkly new normal that I see for everybody once we tap into our full power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The tagline for my business used to be helping souls create miracles every day.
And there you go. Exactly.
Yeah. I think the word miracle can really scare people.
Mm-hmm.
Or certain people, I should say. So what would you say to someone who feels like miracle is a word that's out of their reach, or maybe a word that they feel is too big to describe something.
You know, I run into that actually because I use a lot of these big words because this is it's what I see as our as the power that each one of us truly has and the beauty that each one of us has inside of ourselves is so big and bright and shining that I use words like miracle and joy and magnificence all the time. And I've noticed that people, for instance, with joy, feel maybe a little bit more comfortable with the word happy
mm-hmm.
or, you know, magnificence or gloriousness. I mean, they just seem like they're for somebody else, but they're for all of us. We are all divine, light-filled beings. I mean, that is the true nature of who each and every single one of us are. And these words belong to you as much to me as much to every person on this planet. They are all really describing, they pale in comparison to the true magnificence and miraculousness and gloriousness and joyfulness that is our true nature. But they are words that, you know, hint at how great that is.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how powerful words can be. So what do you notice, what kind of shifts do you notice with people when they use those kind of words?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I think when people claim the words and start to use them in their own experience and kind of let go of the fear around them or the sometimes sense of unworthiness around them, then they start to step more and more into that space. You know, I see a lot of coaches, for instance, use the term goddess if they're working with women. And just using that word about yourself, you know, again, it's another really big, big word. But when you start applying that to yourself, you start to shift into the energy and start feeling, wow, you know, feeling that kind of sense of godliness that we all have.
Mm-hmm. So when we look at this and the way you're talking, I can almost feel as everyone's listening to the call, you know, how did you get to this place? How did you arrive at a place where using words like magnificence and gloriousness and all these kind of words that you just described are just a natural part of your vernacular now?
Wow. Well, it has been quite a journey. You know, I think when I was a child, these were all part of my understanding. I may not have spoken them out loud, but I was really very connected with that kind of magical miraculousness of the world. And I think a lot of us are when we're little children. But I got kind of confused away from that for much of my life, and I lived in a rather depressed state for a number of years. And, you know, I would have definitely been among those who would have, you know, wrinkled up my brow at speaking the word miracle applying to myself, or joy, you know, joy, that was for other people. That's for people on TV and in the magazines. That has nothing to do with me. But bit by bit, you know, I had, it manifested because of kind of where I was energetically. I manifested a lot of health problems, and they were chronic and gave me a lot of time to explore various aspects of different ways of healing. And along the way, talking to different healers and working with different healers, I began to really believe that I was responsible for my own life and for my destiny, even if you want to use another big word, but we'll just say life. And but yet I didn't know really what to do with that power or responsibility or how to shift into the life I wanted. But I did start to believe that. So I started seeking out different ways of understanding the world that in which I would claim my own responsibility. And along that path, I found the law of attraction. And I also began working with flowers. And they helped me with my healing journey when I learned to activate those energies for myself. And so it was a lot of pieces to the puzzle that now I bring together in various systems that I share with my clients in the work that I do.
Mm-hmm. So it was your discovery to really know and understand and embody these words that brought you to this place that you are now with your two different businesses.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Beautiful. So just before we take a quick break, remind folks again about how they can learn about what's going on with you and what your or how to get in touch with you, I should say.
Well, I have these two organizations. One is a membership-based law of attraction organization. So if that attracts you, then go over to www.iallap.com, and you can grab a free law of attraction success kit there. And that's a really good way to kind of make a first contact. Or and we'll probably talk about this a little bit more as as our time goes by. If you're drawn more to flowers and my flower work, then check out my CatherineCHE.com website. And there you can currently download a free full-length flower and abundance meditation that helps you tap into your own energy of infinite abundance.
Mm-hmm. And you actually have a lot available on both sites, so I wanted to at least give folks a heads up before we take our commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll actually dive more into what you are doing on the planet. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us now, you're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and today we are speaking with Catherine C.H.E. So before the break, we were chatting a bit about Catherine's journey, and Catherine, because you have two different businesses, maybe we can start with the law of attraction and how you became interested in that and, you know, kind of the nature of that aspect of your business?
Yeah, well, you know, as I was mentioning before the break, I have really come to believe and feel the truth of having responsibility for my own life. And it was very different from what I had grown up believing and thinking, and so it was quite, that was quite a shift and a revelation for me. And so I was looking around for support and for information and for ways to deepen that understanding. And when I found the law of attraction, and I found it through the teachings of Esther and Jerry Hicks and Abraham, it resonated deeply, and it seemed like it was, you know, the kind of the missing piece. And I'd already been doing work with flowers and was seeing these miraculous results, but I wasn't really understanding how it worked. And when I found the law of attraction, it was the piece that made it all make sense to me. Because in my belief in the way I look at the law of attraction, it is, you know, you attract to yourself what you are vibrating energetically. You know, so you can slap a smile on your face. That doesn't matter. It's where your energetic vibration is at the moment, and that's what you're going to attract to you. And the better that you feel is an indicator that your vibration is getting closer and closer to match up with the things that you really desire in your heart to experience in your life. And so the idea is to get to that really, really good, juicy, good-feeling place. And it's kind of the opposite of a catch-22, because you get the good feeling, which is really kind of what you want in the end anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then because you have that good feeling, then you start attracting all the stuff that is what you thought you wanted that would get you the good feeling. But really the good feeling comes first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when did you start the International Association of Law of Attraction Professionals?
I launched that last fall, so it's still quite a new organization, and we've hooked up with some really top-notch experts in the law of attraction field. I have on my expert faculty, and then I have amazing guest experts all the time who come and share their law of attraction expertise on specific areas, and it's a really wonderful group of people.
Mm. So what kind of ways does that particular business serve people?
Well, it helps people, you know, there's some people like Rhonda Byrne who wrote The Secret, that's in that movie and that book about kind of her journey to discovering this secret, which was the law of attraction that she felt that, you know, that just a few people had known, and it was like this secret knowledge. She discovered that and apparently was able to just almost miraculously, you know, immediately put it into work in her life. But there are others of us who have such entrenched habits, or maybe not quite as open to that kind of a shift, that it took a little bit of time, I know for myself, and to get into the habit of having this new way of interacting with the world. And so the IALOAP is there to help support you on that journey, to help keep you on track. And we talk about different topics in relationship to the law of attraction, because our lives are so rich and the law of attraction applies to, you know, all aspects of our lives. It's like the law of gravity. It's something that's out there. It's operating whether you pay attention to it or not. And
mm-hmm.
so we're there to support each other on the journey and to provide all the information and reminders and the tools to just kind of keep on track with that.
Mm-hmm. I love that we're always creating, right, whether we realize it or not.
Absolutely.
And then we're not always wanting to take responsibility for what we've created, even though we are the only creator of our reality.
That's right. And even knowing this stuff, I mean, I find myself sometimes playing a blame game, and then I stop and I say, whoa, nope, and let's look in the mirror if I want to know where this result came from.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the key piece. And when we can do that without judgment and just from a place of fascination, like, look at what I called to myself. Interesting.
Yeah.
Then it actually is easier to look at it in the eyes and choose a different reality without it having to be about shaming and blaming and righting and wronging and all those kind of energies.
Absolutely. That's such a good point, yeah. Because I think that is something that people hit up against, especially when they're first learn about the law of attraction and these kinds of you know, other ways of viewing the world where you have responsibility for your reality. And the people, you know, and I know myself when I first started, I could be really hard on myself about, oh, I slipped up again and look at what I created and, oh, bad me, bad me. But it's not that at all. Each one of those is such a beautiful, rich, you know, learning opportunity, a way to kind of just continue to tweak your energy and your vibration in the direction that you would like to go. And we all get to decide what direction that is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I know that you also have another business, which is your CatherineCAG.com business, and that you just recently revealed a flower zodiac program, which I'm very excited about. So what is a flower zodiac?
Well, the flower zodiac, well, first let me just tell that my, this other business, I call it Life Blossoming System, and it's work that I've been doing for many years using the energy of flowers to help people shift their vibration more in the direction you want to go. So that's how it kind of fits with the law of attraction. Flowers uplift us, and there's science that backs us all up and make us feel happier and more joyful. And so they help, flowers help us to get into the zone of the law of attraction. And each flower, they all operate at this high vibration place of joy and love and magnificence, you know, all these words, miracles. That's where the flowers are vibrating. And they each call to us from a slightly different perspective of that. Like, if you think about the colors of the rainbow, each of the little light vibrations that form each color is slightly different. They're all light, but they all have a slightly different vibration. And it's the same with the flowers. So they all are joy and love, but they each one have kind of a specific message or reminder in that joy, love continuum for each of us. So over the years working with flowers, the number one question I've gotten from people has been, what does my favorite flower say about me? And I would kind of flinch every time I get this question because I think, oh, no, you know, there are, you know, I'm guessing millions of different varieties of flowers out there. So I've worked with thousands upon thousands of them, but, you know, there are many, many more flowers that I've never worked with, you know, and so it's always a little nervous that someone would bring up a flower I didn't know or had never worked with and just couldn't answer. But over the years, I noticed that there was kind of this top 13 flowers that came up over and over again when I would work with clients or when clients would tell me their favorite flowers, and they really help us in all aspects of our lives, from health and wealth and love and financial abundance and keeping positive, connecting with our intuition, all different aspects of our lives. And I was able to pull together this flower zodiac. So the notion is that you pick of those 13 flowers in the zodiac your favorite, and it reveals a lot about your personality and potential pitfalls that you can run into in the areas of health, wealth, and your love relationships. And it also gives you then the pathway back to the free flow of energy in that area so that you can overcome those challenges.
Very cool. So I would imagine when people hear that there's this flower zodiac that's available to them that they get quite excited.
Yes. Yes, this has only been available to the world just for a few weeks, really.
Mm-hmm.
I have put it together over my years of experience and tried it out on my many clients before I kind of presented it out to the world, and it is mind-boggling how accurate it is and how people will say, the one thing that's different about this zodiac from like a star-based zodiac is that your favorite flower can change. It can change day to day what you're drawn to, but certainly over your life, and you may think, well, when I was a kid, I was drawn to violets, and now I love orchids, you know, whatever it is. Or just last week, I would have said my favorite flower is the rose, but this week it's the tulip. And so it can really reflect your current specific state and your current heart's desire, actually. And that has been so powerful to see. You know, when people would say to me, gosh, you know, just up until a couple months ago, I would have chosen one flower, but now I'm choosing another one. And then when I reveal what it to them, what it says about their personality and their heart's desire, you know, jaws drop, and they say, wow, because exactly, you know, 2 months ago or whenever the shift in favorite flower occurred, I really did shift my focus on what I really care about in my life right now. So it's quite interesting.
That is very interesting. What I'd like to do, actually, because I know we're going to go into a deeper discussion, is I'd like to actually walk through one of the flowers and just kind of go into it in a little more depth so that everyone who's listening, and of course including myself, get a better understanding of how this all works. So in the meantime, before we jump into a commercial, how can people learn more about your flower zodiac?
Well, I have a free gift for the people listening on this radio show. On my website, they can go to KatherineCHE.com, that's KatherineCHE.com/radiogift.aspx. KatherineCHE.com/radiogift.aspx. And there you can download a poster of the flower zodiac that has the 13 flowers on it. And that's a really good place to start. Then you will also receive a link to an hour-long audio that digs in deep about the just specifically on the flower zodiac.
Wonderful. That's very generous. Thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners. So while you're going and checking out the flower zodiac, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor, or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. And if you're just joining us, we're with Catherine Z.H.E. today, talking about two different things, law of attraction and also flowers, actually, and Catherine's new flower zodiac. And before the break, we talked about how, Catherine, you're going to guide us through a particular flower and what it means and how to actually interpret the flower zodiac. So maybe you could guide us through that.
Yeah, great. Well, I, as I said, there's 13 flowers in the zodiac, and the one I'm picking is the sunflower. It's such a favorite for so many people. And the energy of the sunflower is all about looking at the positive in every person and every situation in your life experience. And so that's where the free flow of the sunflower energy, and that's what it's called, its reminder is, and that's what people who are drawn to sunflowers, that's what your heart's desire is. You desire to be also in that space of finding and seeing and really, really experiencing the positive aspects of every situation that you are in. So that's where the free flow is. But sometimes, because we're human, you know, we're not floating around in that realm all the time. So we go up and down a continuum, and then the other end of that would be, you know, being very critical or and finding the negative and worrying and not feeling positive and being kind of sad even. So that would be the other end of that scale, and you float up and down at all different points kind of in between. So
interesting. So it highlights where we're at sort of in our emotional body, but also helps us stay on track with where we actually want to be.
Exactly. And you can float up and down, and there's another, you know, a few people are also drawn to this. Usually you're drawn to a flower that will help you. So if you are feeling like you're being more critical than you would like to be, and you really want to be more positive, for instance, you would be drawn to a sunflower on a deep level. You may not even be conscious of why you're drawn to it or conscious of that desire you have, but if that is going on in your vibration, then you'll be drawn to the sunflower. But there are some people who are drawn to flowers because they're a perfect match, because they already are in that sunny, positive outlook place. And so you can assess that about yourself, you know, whether that's of the two reasons that you're drawn to it. Most people, it's because you have the intention of making the shift, however.
Cool. So you shared before the break that you're drawn to the tulip right now.
Oh, I was giving an example of how people can shift from one to the next. Yeah, and the tulip energy is all about learning and expansion and blossoming, so that it is a very important flower for me, because that's what I'm all about helping people do, is blossom.
Wonderful. So I know you've got other things going on, and when you're talking about blossoming, I know that you have a new program called Bloom. So what is that program all about?
Well, the Bloom program is a special... an experience that I have created for people who want to really go deep with this work, and it taps into kind of all aspects of my experience and what I do. It's a day and a half one-on-one experience where you really bloom into your fullest magnificence. You know, all of these scary big words, glorious and magnificence, you know, it's really owning that and being who you know you are inside. So many of us are tightly closed buds, kind of afraid to open up for fear, for all sorts of reasons, out of fear or having been taught that truly being yourself doesn't fit nicely in the world, or for whatever reasons, millions and millions of them, we just are holding back from being our true individual bright shining selves, and we conform to what we believe would fit better in society, or we conform to ways that we think that other people think that we should be, instead of really being ourselves. And that's what we came here to be, was ourselves. And so this program is all about taking you into the experience of making that shift and really singing your heart song and being you, blooming into you.
So is this program for anyone?
Well, this program is for people who really do believe and feel that that sense of responsibility for their own life creation, and mm-hmm. are ready to ramp things up and really take that responsibility to the next level and turn it toward themselves and become themselves, really open up. I just started this, just launched this program and just had a first conversation with someone, for instance, who had had a lifelong, since she was a child, knowing that she has a singer inside of herself that should be on big concert stages, and she has not been living her life that way, and she is ready to make that shift and to allow that singer that she knows she has inside of herself to come out and take the stage. And so that it's for people who really feel that there's something that you have, feel the gifts that you have, even if you can't identify what they are, but just knowing, like this woman was very specific what that gift was and what her journey is and where she wants to go. But it can just be this knowing that you've got something, and we'll figure out what that is, and then you get on the path to really living it.
Mm-hmm. So it's not, it doesn't, it's designed for entrepreneurs or people that are self-employed, unemployed, retired. It really doesn't matter where they're at, as long as they're in a place to really take responsibility for creating this next phase of their life.
Yeah. If you are not living your life, not even beginning your own life to its fullest potential, and know that it's up to you to make that shift, then that's who this program is for. It's for you.
Mm. So how can people learn more about your Bloom program?
Well, if they go to my website, KatherineCHE.com, then it's /Bloom, B-L-O-O-M .A-S-P-X. And that tells you a little bit more about the program and about my journey. Because as we spoke about at the beginning of this call, you know, I haven't always been in this joyful place, and nor have I been in this kind of fully blossomed place for all of my life. And I go through some of my before and after in my own life, and how much more glorious my life is because I'm really allowing myself to be me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty incredible. And is there a limit to the number of spaces that are available?
Well, I've opened this up for 3 people for the month of May. It's a really, it's a day and a half, a one-on-one with me. I do a lot of prep work before the day and a half, and so that's really it for now. And then I'll reassess, at the end of May and, look into myself and see what I'm feeling like doing, whether I'd want to do this one again or whether I'd be, excited to do something else. So all I know for sure is that I'm doing these 3 in May. I love doing these one-on-one intensive programs with people, and I've done done them in all different kinds of ways before, but this is what I'm offering right now.
Mm. So this may be, depending on how it goes and how you feel at the end, this may be the only time to access you in this way.
Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. one thing is, it's quite a seasonal offering because our time together, we're going to spend time on the beach, and which is just right down the street from my home, and then we'll be back at my home under my beautiful cherry and magnolia trees doing our work there. And so, this is definitely not a program that I would offer in the winter, certainly not exactly this way.
Unless you flew to a different country.
That's right. That's right. It wouldn't be under my trees. It wouldn't be under my cherry trees. Wouldn't be on my beach. It would be, yeah, there are other ones, but it wouldn't be exactly this one.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So, again, people can visit www.katherinewithak.com to learn more about you in general, but particularly around your program that you have being offered, and really sounds like a wonderful opportunity, especially having that one-on-one attention, because most of us aren't used to that. Most of us are not most of us crave that kind of attention where someone's just focused on us and helping us really get clear on our purpose and our dreams and, you know, having that sacred space to move forward in our lives. And yet we often don't know how to find someone that's going to be able to do that for us, or we don't know how to give ourselves permission to have that. So for those of you that are listening that are drawn to this, this is the time to act on that. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd like to chat more about the difference between life purpose and heart's desire, because I know you have differentiation around that. I feel like it'll really help those of us that are listening today. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us today. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we've been spending time with Catherine C.H.G., talking about a myriad of wonderful and exciting and miraculous things. And Catherine, I know that when we were talking about the flower zodiac, that you actually have something really exciting coming up with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, as I said, this is something that I've only been sharing with the wide world for a few weeks, and so I'm really unveiling and rolling out a lot of new possibilities and ways to learn about it. And one that's coming up very soon is a self-study program that takes you through all aspects and every single flower and gives you all sorts of tools for using it and using each flower, whether or not it's your favorite. And then I'm also going to offer smaller kind of individual flower kits. So if the sunflower is your favorite flower, then you can just grab that kit and you'll have all sorts of information on how it can help you with your love life and your finances and with your health and all sorts of great tools, audio visual tools, to really shift into the energy of the sunflower direction. And so if you grab that poster that I mentioned, you'll be among the very first to know when those products are available. So again, that's at katherinechee.com/radiogift.aspx. You can download the poster, and then you'll also be queued up to find out about the new Flower Zodiac offerings as they become available.
Awesome. Very exciting.
Yeah.
And I can't, well, I know, I personally can't wait to have you roll this stuff out because I'm very passionate about what you're doing and also love flowers. I mean, I can't imagine anyone saying that they don't love flowers and wouldn't be interested to learn more, but that's just my own bias.
Yeah.
So before the break, I had mentioned that I'd love to hear your perspective on life purpose and heart's desire. We've kind of chatted about that on our own. But for the purpose of the show and for everyone listening, what do you feel is the difference between the two?
Well, I work a lot with heart's desire, and that is, you know, kind of the underlying energy that draws us, for instance, to a specific flower. And that is what, from a very deep level, and I use the heart kind of as a emblem or metaphor from, you know, our energetic core, from the center of who we are, a desire for something. And, you know, for instance, if you're drawn to the sunflowers you mentioned, it's a desire to really live in the light and to find and see and fully, really, genuinely experience the positivity in every situation. And you may believe, you know, on the surface you may be thinking, gee, I'd like to find a group of friends who just have a more positive outlook in their life. And so that may be kind of what you're set as a goal, and, you know, you're looking at that. But really what's underlying that is this heart's desire. And even deeper than that, and things that, you know, something that kind of can draw you forward through your whole life can be, you know, what people refer to as a life's purpose. And it kind of is the beacon that on a very deep soul level is calling you forward with each step, with each heart's desire that you have, because the heart's desire can shift, but the life purpose is something that is really pretty much set and unchanging. So the heart's desire is almost like a bite-sized chunk. It's the right now chunk of something that's going on a very deep energetic level in your life.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
There's a lot, yeah. And there's a lot of fluidity in that then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that people have permission to change that when it makes sense for them to change that, and recognizing that that's a choice as opposed to something that's imposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there is a lot of free will, I mean, you know, involved in all of that. And, you know, we do get the choice of whether to follow that calling. You know, you have this. Your heart can guide you on the most direct path, but whether or not we follow that is totally up to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you look at merging heart's desire and life purpose,
mm-hmm.
what does that look like for someone if they were going to really get clear on their purpose and live from their heart's desire?
Well, you don't even really have to know, you know, what, there are a lot of people who can, and I know you're one of them, who can help you to understand what your life purpose is. But it can be a little scary to learn that. I know the first time, you know, I was told what my life purpose is, it felt like a really big responsibility to me, and oh my goodness, it was a little bit overwhelming. But a heart's desire is, you know, like I said, it's more like a bite-sized chunk. And So you can follow your heart, because your heart really knows. We are so wise, and we know so much more than we give ourselves credit for, and we have access to infinite knowing, and it's there at all times. And when you are in alignment with what you know, and with a capital know, you know, really deeply know, divinely know, then you feel that your heart is filled with joy, and you feel that you are living out your heart's desire. And so if you just let that, you can let that guide you, kind of like a sailboat sailing along. You can't sail directly into the wind, even though maybe that's where you want to go. So if you want to go toward the wind, you're going to be tacking back and forth, sailing as close to the wind as you can one way, then you go back and you sail. But, you know, you're kind of zigging and zagging your way to where you want to go. And your life purpose is like that wind. And you, each heart's desire is like a different tack on your route to get to where you're going.
And I would imagine that if our life purpose feels too big for us to feel like we're ready to know it right now, that as long as we're tapping into our heart's desire, that our heart's desire will guide us to that place anyways.
Exactly, yes. So beautifully said. Yes, exactly.
And what a beautiful flowing way to find our way to our purpose, which is always expanding anyway.
Exactly.
Just when we think we know what our purpose is, it ends up, you know, shifting from the perspective of how we actually bring it forward into the planet.
Yes. Well, and that's one thing in this Bloom experience that I'm working on with people is you start out, we start at the very beginning identifying the desire that you feel you have this moment, where you want to go. And then at the end of the program, we go back to that. And it's very rare that you look at it and find it is the same. But even if you do, even if it's exactly the same, like say, you know, I want to be a famous concert singer, and say it's that sticks, and at the end you're feeling, okay, that is clearly what my desire is currently, then, but you notice that there's a completely different energy around it. At the beginning of the program, it's this longing and kind of something that's separate and distant from you. But at the end, not only are you in the energy of it, but now because you are, and this is what you were kind of hinting at, because you are there, now you can see further vistas, and you can see new places to expand to and further dreams and desires and, you know, a bigger purpose for yourself that you couldn't see that until you kind of climb over the hill and can look to new horizons.
Well, I'm blown away, and I absolutely love what you're up to, and I'm so grateful that you shared what you shared today and that you're living your heart's desire and sharing your purpose with the world. And just to recap for those that may not have caught it before, you can find Catherine at CatherineWithAK.com or IALOAP.com. And access the free gifts that were shared with you today. Catherine, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today, and thank you to all of you for joining us and spending your time with us on this very special Tuesday. I wish you all a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week, and look forward to touching base again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.com. Dot C-A.